drinks for just 99p have angered the family of missing Joby Murphy. The 20-year-old barman fell into the Laggan 11 days ago after a night out at the Odyssey. He had been drinking £1 vodka shots and was on a bridge when tragedy struck. Now his dad has hit out about flyers which show a young man lying face down and passed out, having been distributed throughout the city. Joe Murphy says they're disrespectful while the search goes on for his missing son. Joe, good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
I'm sorry, Joe, that you still haven't found him.
Yeah, well, the search team's out today again, and they've been out all weekend, Stephen, and we're very, very grateful. There's a fisheries vessel out this morning. I think we'll have that all week, and the divers are going out with it, with sonar, and if they pick anything up, the divers will win. They'll be in Belfast Lock all week, so we're really hopeful this week.
This is 11 days now.
I know, we just don't know where the days have gone. We've been down at the Laggan lookout, and they let us use the whole building upstairs, and without it, we'll be actually freezing. So it's just been a great base for us, and a good place for people to come to, and show us their love, you know, Stephen.
How are you coping?
I don't know. I don't know. As I said to someone yesterday, I don't know where I'm getting the strength from. It's just, when people come in, there's so many people, hundreds and hundreds of people, and young people, they just come over to you, and they give you a hug that, you know, the hug they give you is just, it's like love. I can't explain it. And I've felt it from everyone. I've just been so calm, and people said, I don't know how you're so calm, Joe. I can feel it from everyone, and it's just something I've never felt before, you know. And it's given me a lot of strength.
Well, I'm sure the people that have been trying to rally around you, Joe, I'm sure they'll appreciate what you're saying this morning.
Yeah.
And what you need to do now is you need to find Joby one way or another.
I'm looking up in the sky and I'm going, come on, let's go. But even some are saying on Twitter, someone started a pray for Joby on Twitter, and 1,300,000 people have seen it and passed it on. And I'm just taken back by that. 1,300,000 people. That's like 1,300,000 prayers. I said, God, how many prayers do you need now to give us the body back, you know?
When's the last time you spoke to him, Joe?
Spoke to him, you know, it's funny too, because he does nothing in the house, and I opened the bedroom door before I went to work. I said, Joby, will you put some air in the tire? And it was a bit low, and he never done it. And that was the last I spoke to him. I looked at the tire yesterday, and it's still a bit low. I thought, that's typical of him, you know, I'll do it tomorrow, you know. That's the last I spoke to him.
Can you tell us, Joe, about his night out?
Well, he went to Snow Patrol with his girlfriend, Karen, and we always pick each other up. But this night, my son, Martin, I said, who's picking him up? And Martin was going out as well. He was at the speech club as well. So Martin was there, and he met Joby in there. But they all go on the Wednesday, and I know that. Even young fellas I work with, they go because it's so cheap. They wouldn't normally go out on a Wednesday night, but they all seem to go there for the cheap promotion. And Martin was there, and Joseph was there, but his girlfriend said he kept getting more and more. He can't sit over a pint because probably it takes too long. You know what I mean? You're not going to the bar long enough or often enough. So he sat there, or he kept going to the bar and getting more. His girlfriend was actually taking vodkas off him and giving them away, you know? And he said, I got so drunk. You could see his eyes was rolling. And actually, I don't even know what kind of vodka this is, because everybody's talking about it, you know. It's not just ordinary stuff. But his eyes are rolling. He fell over in the club. He got up. He fell again. And someone fell over him. And that nearly started the fight. But Karen eventually got him outside, and he was singing to the police, actually. And the police tried to move him on. And then he argued with the police. And Karen tried to get him to the taxi. And he just wouldn't get into the taxi. He says, I'm walking home. And he started walking towards the bridge. She tried to get him. She couldn't get him. So last we know, we went to the bridge. And I know it's caught on CCTV. I haven't seen the CCTV, but apparently he jumped up sideways onto the bridge. We're hearing different things that he was laying on the bridge. I'm not even 100% sure. But he went clean over the bridge anyway. And he did swim to the boat. A witness told us the other day that he swam to the boat. And he just went, help, one time, help. And he went under the water. And the divers thought that when you go down, he would be in that bay area, and he wasn't there. So now I think he's just gone straight out to sea. in the Belfast lock.
Joe, I'm really sorry. I genuinely am. And we're all thinking about you. There's a message that you want, as well as you're thinking about your son and you desperately need to find him. You're angry about these drink promotions and the drink promotion that was at the beach nightclub, where the drink and the alcohol was so, so cheap.
Yeah.
And that's for society and the community to decide whether that is acceptable or not. And that's for places like Beach to decide whether it's acceptable or not that they're selling drink so, so cheap. And now there's another nightclub, this time the Mint nightclub.
Yeah.
And they have a while you're still searching for your son, there's a flyer going around the city promoting something called Carnage and trying to get people to drink as well, to trying to get people to buy their drinks at 99p a shot.
I seen it yesterday, and everyone in the Leg and Lookout where we were, everyone, young people and all, just went, no, this just isn't on. To see someone lying in the gutter, surrounded by these cartons, and celebration of bad behaviour, you know. Where are we going here in this city, you know? You see things on TV from British cities where they're everybody's, you know, drunk, lying everywhere, and this is accepted. This is accepted behaviour. I don't know what we're coming to in this place at all. I just don't know what we're coming to.
Did you read the flyer?
I did. I read it. And I...
What did it say?
I just seen the flyer with the guy lying on the ground, and it said, celebration of bad behaviour. And it shows someone so drunk that they're just lying in the gutter. I'd like whoever done this to explain to me, you know, it's just trying to get young people into their nightclub. I can't understand it.
Well, it obviously is.
It is, yeah.
It's exactly what they're trying to do. It's a flyer.
It's a flyer, yeah. And it's on their Facebook site. And, you know, a lot of people have been sending them messages from yesterday. Telling them exactly what they think of them.
What do you think of them? This is Mint Nightclub.
Yeah. I'd like the owner of Mint Nightclub to explain to me what he's playing at. Because all parents are getting more and more worried when their kids go out. You're not talking about drugs anymore, you're talking about drink. And these shorts, vodka and the like, it's tomorrow's alcoholics, tomorrow's mental illness people. And it's going to cost the state a fortune, you know. The government's going to cost a fortune in the long run. But I don't know whether the council can do anything about it or who can do anything about it. Just stop, you know. I'm not against drink, you know. I take a pint myself. But this sort of drinking, you know. And there's nothing else on. You can't drink pints. It has to be shorts and shots. And the kids can't handle it. And they come out of these clubs, they'll walk in front of a car or wherever, you know, choking their own vomit. There's so many things can happen. Because parents have been telling me stories about their youngsters coming in and just vomiting, and they don't know where they are, they don't know how they get home, you know? And taxi men don't want to take them either.
Joe, I want to be so respectful to you this morning, but I guess that some people might say that on this general issue of cheap drink, that it's adults who need to decide for themselves when to stop drinking.
Yeah.
And they need to have some responsibility.
When you're saying adults, you're talking... Some of them are underage anyway, but you're talking, say, 18 years old. The kids, that's the last thing they're thinking of. They're going out for a good night out. Yeah.
Well, obviously, we have no evidence that anyone's underage in any of these clubs that we're talking about.
That, but don't.
And let's not go down that route.
Just that people have been telling me different stories. But you're talking about adults, but they're not. To me, they're not really adults. They're still kids. And they just, when they go out, when I went out, I never got, if I got drink that cheap, I'd be doing the same thing probably years ago, you know. But we never got it that cheap, ever. I don't remember getting that cheap. But I don't think they can... At their age, you know, they just don't grasp. They think they're going to live forever. And it's just... That's a good night, but it isn't a good night to me.
Let me read to you the statement from Mint Nightclub, from the owner of Mint Nightclub, Lawrence Bannon.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, our upcoming Project X House party night was timed to coincide with one of this year's biggest movie titles, and associated promotional material was prepared well in advance. The practice of entertainment venues using films as themes to vary their programme events is well established. I'm just trying to find in this statement anywhere, Mr. Bannon, why you're using a young person, why you're using a picture of someone passed out on the ground as part of your promotional material. But the statement goes on and it says, the timing was unfortunate, but it was no way intended to cause offence to anyone, in particular those close to the young gentleman who went missing from the area in the early hours of January 26th. Mint, says Mr. Bannon, the owner of Mint Nightclub, are at the forefront of efforts to see a more responsible approach to drinks promotions in Belfast city centre. Well, I'll tell you what, if Mint's at the forefront and they're selling drinks for 99p and they're calling it carnage, if that's at the forefront of responsibility, what's everybody else doing?
I agree with that.
And they say in this statement, in our engagement with the Federation of Retail Licensed Trade, we are committed to phasing out promotions. However, we firmly believe this must be done with a collective agreement across a local area and hope other operators will come on board.
We heard
something similar from Beach Nightclub, didn't we, that others have to follow suit. So in other words, none of these clubs are prepared to actually stand up and take a moral lead and say, this is wrong, we will be the first to say it's wrong.
Correct.
They're all waiting for each other.
Yeah. That's exactly right. That's what I thought. Same statement. I'm not doing it. Then somebody else will do it. But they're taking the forefront. No, I don't think so.
Now, the reality for them is they're going to lose business. The reality is that if they drop these promotions, then the drinkers, the people that want a cheap night out, they will go elsewhere.
Yeah. This is it.
So there's no apology from Mint Nightclub whatsoever, none, for having a promotion called Carnage.
It's only yards from where you are at the lookout. It's only yards. My daughter, who's 18, went over and was ripping things up outside Mint yesterday. I don't know what she was ripping up, but they went over and ripped stuff up. They're so angry. My daughter's 18.
And I haven't seen this flyer. But it shows a young man lying face down, passed out, does it?
Yeah, it does. It's on their Facebook page or whatever. And it's on the front, apparently it's on the front of one of the newspapers, the Irish News this morning.
So Mint aren't saying that they're withdrawing it. Mint aren't saying they're sorry. Mint aren't saying they won't do it again. It's just part of their promotion.
Yeah. And you're talking shorts here. You're not even talking a few beers. It's shorts. It's just very, very strong. Vodka, I drank vodka years ago and I had to stop it 25 years ago because I was waking her up not knowing how I got home. That's when I stopped it. And a lot of people said the same thing with vodka. You know, it changes your whole mind.
Why? There's clearly a reason during this such difficult time for you. There's clearly a reason why you're speaking out. Tell me why.
Joby would be speaking out. That's what he'd done. He was in the City Council Youth Forum. He loved it. He was in Stormont. He was making speeches for things for young people. That's what he'd done. I think he's got through me. He's doing this, you know. And if I can do something to highlight, you know, just for the safety of our own children, you know.
Well, you wonder what Stormont is going to do about this. You wonder what the local council, I don't know what licensing laws they have, what discretion they have, but you wonder what can be done. Stay there, Joe. 08459 555 678. I know there will be people in the community that is this radio programme. I know there will be people praying for you and hoping that you find your son, Joe.
Thank you very much.
Here's Patrick this morning. Morning to you, Patrick.
Good morning, Stephen.
What are your thoughts?
My thoughts are, first of all, I'd like to give the greatest sympathy, and I mean the greatest sympathy to the father of that young lad. That young lad, like all young fellas, I think they're immortal. But I think this morning the attention has been misdirected to the pub or the club. The pub or the club can sell drink at any price, but the young person has to get the best possible guidance going in and out of it, to make sure that he exercises self-control. And for what the father describes, is the young father didn't exercise self-control. Now, the father, the point, isn't responsible for that, but he may feel guilty at that. I can tell you my story. He hit on it himself. when I was a young fella, I worked in an off-license, got free booze, done all of it. But at 19, I had to decide to stop drinking because I was going to end up like my father, who was a drunk, who was a wife-beater, big children.
Do you know what, Patrick? There is a time and a place to say what you're saying. I just think while Joe is still waiting for his son, I hope you agree with me. I just don't think today's the right time. And I am content to talk today about, you know, licensing laws. I'm prepared today to talk about general responsibility of people, but I don't think we should be talking about Joe's son today. But thank you, Patrick. Joe, what's your final message this morning, Joe?
Well, as you know, we're going out this morning again looking for Joby. But I would just love these clubs just to get together, even double the price, you know, because my other son, who was out the same night, said he wouldn't have been out. You know, a tenner does him, 10 quid, gets him out. You know, a pound of drink. I'd love them all to be responsible and just, you know, because it's the care of young people. I'm just interested in the young people, getting home safe. Taxis don't want to take them because they're so drunk as well, you know. I think if agencies got together and done side storm and do something good for change, you know, just get together and stop the drinks promotions, for one.
Well, you've put a challenge out to those nightclubs. Yeah. Let's see if they respond, Joe.
Yeah, like, I'm not anti-drink, you know. I like a drink myself. I like a pint, but I wouldn't touch a short. But young people are being introduced to shorts far, far too young. I know people, you know, need to be responsible, but when you get one vodka after the next, your mind goes. It does.
Okay, listen, thank you very much indeed, Joe, and we wish you all the very best, and let's hope that you find him soon.